Hi, this is Terence Young, and I will be reading from my second collection of poetry called Moving Day, which came out with signature editions in 2006. And I'm reading a small prose poem from the book, and it's called The Birth of Tragedy, and I apologize to all first-year philosophy students for having written this. The Birth of Tragedy. Pierre told his mother he was lonely. Loneliness is the human condition, she said. Look at Spinoza. Spinoza was a nerd, Pierre said. Go to the park, she said, if you're going to be that way about it. So off Pierre went. The park was knee-deep in squirrels. They'd chewed the tire swing into Swiss cheese again, and the slide was sticky with their urine. A woman with a bum leg was making the rounds, fishing for empties in the trash bins. You got any kids? Pierre asked her. I'm glad you brought that up, the woman said. People don't take much interest in family these days. I'm looking for someone to play with, Pierre said. Help me sort through this garbage first, she said, tipping a can on its side. Pierre knelt beside her, and together they separated candy wrappers, condoms, plastic bags full of dog shit, from Coke cans and other returnables. So, Pierre said, after a few minutes, you're too late, I'm afraid, the woman said. I sold both of my boys last Tuesday. You must be an awful mother, Pierre said. Or a liar, she said. What would William of Ockham say? Non sunt multiplicanda entia praeter necessitatem, Pierre said. That's terrible Latin, the woman said. No wonder you have no friends. No, Pierre said, I have no friends because I'm a logical positivist. My mind is so rooted in empiricism that I'm incapable of flights of imagination. People shun me because I'm boring. Poor boy, the woman said. Pierre left her to her scavenging and walked over to the duck pond. A blind man sat on a bench throwing crusts into the water. How do you know the ducks are eating your crusts? Pierre asked him. I don't need to know, the man said. I am satisfied simply to believe they are eating them. Is it enough to imagine these ducks? Pierre asked. Do you not wish to see them too? I do not have to behold the ducks in order to believe in them, the man said. In fact, I believe in the ducks in order that I might behold them. What's more, unless I believe, I will not behold. I wish I might behold a friend I could play with, Pierre said. Ah, said the man, you are lonely. The French have done this to you. They have robbed you of your connection to the world. You can no longer trust the words of others and must live in the echo of your own thoughts forever. I pity you. Those bastards, Pierre thought, and went home to plan his revenge.